In the grove of trees in the courtyard next to Key Arena, you see a giant canopy of crocheted yarn in various shades of blue. It neatly ties the trees together. Mandy Greer is the artist. She refers to it as a river of crochet.
I'm trying to create a flow, trying to make visible a flow that happens in the landscape and also next to the built environment.
The work flows through the trees and along the concrete above the fountain. Not only can you look at it, you can contribute to it. Greer will be holding crocheting sessions occasionally over the next 6 weeks. She'll teach you how to make a piece that will become part of the whole.
Working with your hands creates a different pace. It's a lot different than sort of a community meeting where there's might be a sense of urgency. People talk more about just almost random things, but those random things are where people find connections.
Part of what she wants to do is bring people together. Across campus, inside the lobby of the Intimon Theater, is a large weather balloon. Artist Nathaniel Hartman says he's using a camera to project people's faces onto the balloon as they pass through the space.
The camera actually can move up and down and tilt, so you actually know that it's sort of working with you. It's not going to kind of be static.
There are several dozen works of art and performance pieces that have been commissioned for the World's Fair anniversary.
But here's the UFO object that will actually move about the campus.
The Seattle Center has put out a map that lists them all. It even includes instructions on how to turn the map into a lantern when you're finished with it. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.